Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, everyone. Welcome to Mahi Tahi Tātou Charitable Trust show, Unique Abilities. Well, this week we've got a nice surprise for everybody. We have Matt Wills, who was previously on Wheels on Fire, was it?
Yeah.
For quite a few years, actually. And so I'm his flatmate. And I thought, well, you know, it's about time that we have had a bit of a catch-up, because you've actually done quite a bit over the years. And I think that it's important for you guys to know. But I know what's been going on. But I actually just want to be nosy. But also, a bit of it is a bit of a bribe just to see if he'll come back to the show. So we were just going to give him a bit of a taster, but he didn't know that. So anyway, welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks, Vanessa. It's good to be here.
So, as I say, you've been doing a lot since you've done your gig on Wheels of Fire. Wheels on Fire, sorry. So, just fill us in a little bit about what you've done when you when you stepped aside from the radio show, and then we'll go from there.
Sweet. Well, since Wheels on Fire days, I'm now employed by CCS Disability Action just as a independent access contractor, which is pretty much involving working with the councils around access issues, footpaths, curbs for the roading, and quite a few submissions into the long and short term plans of all the councils.
Awesome. So that includes like all around Wairarapa. Am I correct?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So so you say that you do like the access side of it. So what do you do? Do you go out and do you just, talk to the councils about, we've had some complaints about, the footpaths, the wheelchairs or the walking frames can't quite get up onto the gradient of it or and steps and things like that.
Yeah. So yeah, really, the role really started as a result of as a result of the footpath. So it's sort of evolved from there. And now a really exciting development is that both the Masterton and Cardinan councils have now got a access subcommittees.
Oh, cool!
As part of their access and inclusion, so that people can be a little bit more involved, and like particularly if they've got particular events happening through each council, then they'll kind of come back and if they need the advice, they'll occasionally come back and talk to me about how that event can be a little bit more inclusive for people with disabilities or unique abilities.
Oh, cool. That sounds really good. So are you talking about, in terms of, so the Halloween, festivals used to be held, or actually most of the festivals were run around the island in the park, or just off near the park. Did you have a say in that? The prams, the mums that have prams and the people in the wheelchairs and the elderly, they couldn't get across that massive ramp, which is quite a hike up it.
The bridge,
You actually had a say in that?
Yeah, the council actually developed a haunted house from the previous Halloween, so that was quite exciting because people with disabilities then could be involved in that, and it was just kind of to go through the house and yeah, I mean, I guess just be included and, yeah.
Cool. So what sort of things, like, I don't know. So you were talking about a sub committee that they've just started up.
Yeah.
So is that just based on everything around people with disabilities and things like that?
Yeah, so it's a disability access committee.
Mm.
So we kind of get the opportunity, I guess, as people with disabilities to feed in if there are any access issues out there for people with disabilities. So there's probably a couple of ways to feed into that. Like, if there's anybody out there who's having an issue with access in any way around, I guess, kind of particularly around footpaths and things like that, I guess just let the council know. But it's quite important to be as specific as possible. Like, if you want a particular area fixed,
yeah,
then it's actually quite important to be as specific as possible.
Possible, yeah.
And then we can, I guess, target those kind of issues.
Yeah.
And, like, with the, because as part of that committee, we also work with the roading teams.
Oh, cool.
As well to, for footpaths and roading and just general access to the curbs. And so, yeah, so that people with disabilities can be, I guess, have an easier life and get around. Yeah, I mean, I guess kind of get around from A to B without the restrictions of access.
In the way, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
So talking about access, because you talk about, like, the roads and stuff like that, and yes, it can be such a hassle. Do you do, like, say, for example, like a shop? So if you have a difficulty getting in around a shop, but you really, really want to go in there, can you go in there and have a look around and say, look, you know, this is, you know, what needs to be done and things like that? Can you do that?
I guess so. I haven't actually really done a lot of that kind of directly with the retailers as yet.
Yeah.
But it's something that could probably evolve as part of the role.
Yeah.
Because I know that, yeah, the retailers out there, some shops are,
I know
some shops are rather difficult for access.
Yeah. I know when I've gone into some and I'm just like, you know, when they've got, like, for, like, little delicate stuff like glasses and vases and stuff like that, and you're thinking, well, I can't go down that way because you're worried that you're going to smash them or something like that. You know, so it's like, oh, what do you do? Like, do you politely say, excuse me, can you move that out of the way? But then you,
yeah.
No, that's cool. What other things that you've been doing, you know, that we might be interested in?
I guess the biggest development has been the establishment of both of those committees in Carden and Masterton. So there's a kind of a direct, line into council now. If people have got issues around that, there's probably several ways where they can approach, how they could approach it. Probably if there's something that I can contribute to helping to fix, probably the best option is to give the guys and girls at CCS Disability Action a call at the office,
which is
378-2426, and then they'll just give me a little bit of feedback about what the issue is that's created, and hopefully we can get out there and fix it. Whether that be sort of physical or other things kind of around signage and that sort of thing. So,
cool. Right. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, and hopefully you'll know just off the top of your head, what is your favourite band, like music band? I know this one.
Okay.
Quickfire. I know one that's really good that you know.
So do you want me to, should we answer that now or we'll after the break? Yeah, we'll answer that now. So, yeah, I mean, one of the things I've done sort of over the last few years is I've actually been to Dunedin to watch the Eagles, and that was the most incredible 3.5 hours probably of my life. So, yeah, it's an oldie but a goodie, but I'd have to go, yeah, I'd have to go the Eagles.
Awesome. So when we come back, because I haven't got you on here just to talk about what you do.
I thought there might have been an ulterior motive.
I really want to get into Matt, what drives you and all that sort of thing, and because I know that you do a lot. So we'll have a quick break and then we'll come back to that. And yeah, thank
you. Sounds good.
To Unique Abilities, thank you to, before I forget, thank you to King Street Artworks, who have kindly let us broadcast out of their art exhibition. Okay, getting back to our guest. So we were just talking in the break for a bit. So so that everybody gets to know you, and most people that will be listening will know you. What makes Matt tick? Like, you know, what makes you driven? Because you're quite a driven person.
I think this role in particular has been really good because it's kind of like I've always been passionate around access issues and just trying to make a difference for people with disabilities, just to get around and be, kind of get around the community of choice and be able to participate in activities like, the likes of what King Street actually do here. Yeah. And it's amazing to see the fantastic artwork around us, and it's just, so it's, I guess it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the other thing that makes me tick is sport.
Although I haven't
really found anything that I can particularly participate in very well, because my dexterity is not the greatest, and probably if I was doing anything ball-wise, I would probably wear it. So, but I've got to say, I've spent a lot of time over the last couple of weeks, which was amazing, watching the Paralympics. So I'm always sort of passionate around that. So a big shout out to all our athletes that have been over in Paris and representing us really well.
They did awesome. Yeah. They did really good, actually. Yeah.
Yep. So, I guess it's kind of always been my natural progression is to kind of consider access issues. Yep. A lot of it is probably common sense for people with disabilities. And I know that we can not necessarily fix everything, but I guess kind of make a difference around people's ability to get around and participate fully in their community.
Be like everybody else.
Yeah.
Why not? You know, go out to the movies, go out for dinner, go to the playground.
I thought you were just describing your social life.
Well, you do know a little bit about my social life, anyway. What else is there that makes you tick? I mean, like what keeps you driven? Because I know there's a lot. I only know that because I'm your flatmate, so... I mean, I know you like sport, so you're really into your sport. You watch your rugby every Saturday night.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
And wearing my brand new Warrior shirt for next season. So, oh, wow. Season could be the Warrior season, folks. That's my hot tip.
Yes, that's the one. I mean, Warriors really have to get it this time, eh?
So we've got those access committees coming up, and I think there'll be like three or four opportunities for people to kind of feed into those. But I just had a thought that one of the other things that people can do if they do have access issues or any issues of concern is I would encourage people to go to the mayor in the chair, which is held usually from 12 till 2 on a Thursday afternoon out of the Queen Street offices of the council.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just encourage anybody to get along there if they had any issues. And then you're kind of going directly to the source as well. So exactly. It's just, an opportunity to...
You're just like the middleman, but you'll do an amazing job being the middleman, actually. You should be the...
I don't know. I mean, I think I always think that things could happen a lot faster, but I guess it's kind of, that's one of the things within the role, is that you've kind of got to learn a little bit of patience, because I've always had the saying, good things take time, great things even longer. So I'm working towards it, folks, but just give us a
And so you were one of the ones, this is going back a long time ago, so you were one of the guys that went and had a look. So you don't remember when the park used to be horrible, and it was just like gravel and really bumpy. So you were one of the wonderful people that went and with the council to go and fix it all up. Am I correct?
Well, I didn't directly fix it up, but I guess I provided the advice for. Yeah. Council around what makes it easier with access and things like that, like to not put too much gravel down but put a a smoother kind of surface down of some description. I'm trying to think of
like a better gradient kind of
thing.
So that's amazing, by the way. I mean, I know that's been like so many years that it's been put, but ever since they've done that, it's just been
it is really fantastic. I think it's probably one of the jewels in the crown of the council up here. And also kind of working alongside the other councils and of the Wairarapa, because I've been a little bit involved in the Gardening Council, because they've just started the Walking in Wheels Committee, which is kind of around access.
Yeah.
But one of the things is they're trying to do a fully interactive story walk around Carrington Park. So that's about to
kick off.
Yeah, hopefully it's about to kick off. I mean, yeah, once again, it might take a little bit of time to develop that, but that's just an example of how inclusive now the councils are trying to be, because now that we've got both of those committees, the voice of disabled people is really important for both councils to make a difference. So
try and get as many people on as you can.
So
you heard it here. Just go to the councils, the council building, and talk to Gary Cabell. Was it?
Yeah.
And see what he can do. And the person, so who's the person to see if they want to go on to the, oh, so it will be Gary Cafel for the Disability Advisory Committee or onto that one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that's cool. But I think they're pretty full now at the moment, aren't they? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess if they need any more people, they'll let people know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I probably should mention too, Vanessa, we just saw an article a few nights ago on Seven Sharp. And one of the other aspects of the role is, I guess, considering mobility parking.
Yeah.
And increasing the volume of that around the Wairarapa, because there's more and more people that are going to need the mobility parks as a result of disability, just as we naturally age. So
that's
one of the other aspects. But the news on that line is that as of the 1st of October, the fines if you're parking in a mobility park without a mobility permit have risen from 150 to 750. So let's hope that that's enough of a deterrent.
Yes, definitely.
For those people who haven't got permits not to use it. But there is that's also another key service of CCS Disability Action. So if you feel like you genuinely could use a mobility permit, that's the place to go. Yep. And I think there's still $50 for a 5-year permit, so
can't go wrong with that.
And I guess one of the keys is that it's actually not okay if you're in supermarkets to actually just say, oh, I'm just going to park in there for 2 minutes, because in that 2 minutes people might come, people with disabilities or different abilities might come along, and it might actually prevent them from doing their
shopping
or whatever is helping them function kind of on a daily basis. So it's quite important to, point that out. So that's kind of one of the...
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because I wasn't too sure whether I should actually bring that up, but I'm actually really glad you are, because at the end of the day, it's an important issue, and people actually need to take note that this is what's going to happen. And actually, you know what, it's up to you if you want to get that fine, but I don't think you want to get that fine, so yeah. So that's on the 1st of October when that's going to happen.
I believe so, yeah.
Which is going to be fantastic. Let's hope it's going to be fantastic for... And it won't be just like people with disabilities, and we elderly as well,
yeah.
That it's going to help out 100-fold, you know, at the end of the day. So roll on October when that happens, and we'll see what happens with that.
And the other thing is, I mean, we strongly keep advocating for an increase in the numbers of the mobility parks available, because actually there's something like, I think it's like 100,000 or even more that access that scheme nationwide, and it will only increase with age as people become more disabled with age-related disabilities.
Well, I believe...
I don't know whether
I believe that we were actually the last ones to increase the fine on the mobility. Getting a fine infringement for that.
So. Originally, I think it was $45. So just so it's gone from that and then to $150, and now we'll increase from that to $750. So
that's a lot,
and that's substantial increase.
That's the best news for me. That's the best news. I mean, us both being in wheelchairs and things like that. But it's not only about that; it's about people. You know, the elderly as well. They like to shop.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And Tuesdays is their day. So, you know, it's hard enough to get a park. But we need to wrap this up. But thank you so, so much for coming along. And,
you're very welcome.
I know I kind of just made you come on to here. But hopefully this will make you feel a little bit like coming back onto the show. Well, either your show or my show. You can be my co-host or I can be your co-host. Whatever.
No, I don't want to steal your thunder.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. So, anyway, thank you very much, Matt Wells. Thank you, Marina. And we'll hopefully see you next time.